We are going to make Minecraft explode with aliveness. Aliveness all over the ground. It's just exploded.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
Welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is the show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, we are answering a viewer email. This person asks, how do I download the mod with Magic Launcher and get Minecraft Comes Alive? This is from Madeline. Well, let's go ahead and do that. But first, what is Minecraft Comes Alive? It's a mod made by Wild Bama Boy. Wild Alabama Boy is what I think of every time I say that username, and She-Wolf Deadly, that changes the way that you interact with villagers. Villagers aren't as derpy as they normally are, and they have nice, unique things that they can do, like farm for you, and you can marry them, and they can do your chores. It's absolutely fantastic, so I'll show it off after we install it. Now, with the question of using Magic Launcher to run this mod, you can use Magic Launcher. It's still possible. I'll show you how, but this is just a Forge mod, so you should probably download the Forge installer. Drop this mods zip into your mods folder in the .minecraft directory or your app data Minecraft directory, and then you should be good to go. But let me go ahead and show you how to do it with Magic Launcher quickly. One step that I've already done is went to the Minecraft forums, which is linked in our show notes, and went ahead and downloaded the Forge installer, which is right here on this top line. And I also downloaded the latest version of Minecraft Comes Alive mod, which is MCA for short. So I went ahead and downloaded this as well. I went ahead and ran Forge installer. And I have placed this zip file into my mods folder. So you can see it right here. This is my mods folder. I also have Pixelmon in here, so you'll see that later on. Also, you have to get Magic Launcher if you are going to be trying to use Magic Launcher to install this mod. So once you've launched Magic Launcher, go ahead and hit the setup button. And you should be in some version of some sort of configuration. Let me go ahead and just set this here. So I'm going to go ahead and create a new one. Let's go ahead and call this Minecraft Comes Alive, so MCA. We're going to copy it from default. And here I'm going to choose the environment, and whichever Forge you just installed should be in this drop-down menu. So I believe that the mod requires 916. And then it will automatically look inside of your mods folder. So you can see there's Pixelmon in here, and there's MCA, which is what we were trying to install. And because it's already in the mods folder, it's already found it. So I'm going to go ahead and uncheck Pixelmon because I don't want to run that as well. And then additionally, I tried to add it in here, but it doesn't do anything. There's no reason to do that, so I could actually just remove it. This is all sort of just how you would expect it. Go ahead and hit OK. Go ahead and log in and launch Magic Launcher. But at this point, everything we've done could be done in the vanilla launcher. Magic Launcher is not required. Let's go ahead and check out what Minecraft Comes Alive is like. So, once you have started up your game, you're given a few choices. Do you want to be male or do you want to be female? For me, I'm going to go ahead and choose male. Hit next. You can change your name, so if you're playing a character, you could be a different name, but I'm going to keep mine as OMG Chad. And then you have a few options. Does your child grow up automatically? Are mood particles, like if they're angry, are you going to see those little puffs? And name tags and your preference towards females or males. Once you have finished with that, then you're going to go out into the world and try to find a village. And we have found a village. So as we head into the village, you will notice that the normal testificates have been replaced with really cool looking people. These guys have different jobs. They're all talking to me. Hey, what's up? Hey, how can I help you? We got Colin, Anthony, Leon, Victor, and Ben. And this is, who is this? Ashton, Ashton the farmer. We got Elma the farmer. This guy is mad. Look at him. He is freaking out. So on almost of any of these, we can go ahead and right-click. And then you can you have a special menu to do stuff with him. So you can say, follow me. And then he's following me. And here he comes. And he is still mad. I wonder if he's mad at that sheep. I think that sheep was the thing that was making him so mad. So I can say, stop following me. And you know what? Stay where you are. Just stand right there. There we go. So that's kind of some cool stuff. You can also interact. So let's say I want to become friends with him. I could chat him up. I don't know what you mean by that. You can see his hearts up here at the top. I'm -8 at the moment. So if I try to chat him up again, he goes, I'm -17 now. Let's try to shake his hand. Ow, my hair. You hurt my hand. Okay, yeah, this, just stay there. Just don't move. Let's go talk to Ashton. Ashton has 2 hearts for me. Already kind of likes me a lot. Let's go ahead and chat up. You have some nice stories. You got more to tell? 8 hearts now. Here, let's interact again. Let's tell a story. We should try that again. 23 hearts. So this person's actually liking me a lot. Let me go ahead and switch into game mode 1. Because there's a few extra things that you could do for these types of people. Let's go ahead and grab I want to grab some diamonds, a few diamonds. And we'll right-click again, and we'll interact and say, you know what, I want to gift you something. And you go ahead and gift that person a diamond. And now I'm at 59 hearts. Now, this can go on for a while, gifting or asking to move things. So I could hire this person with gold ingots. Let's go ahead and grab some gold ingots, and let me show you what that happens with that. So special, let's go ahead and hire for 4 hours. Once you have hired them, you could have them do things for you. So let's go ahead and say farm in a radius of 10. Go ahead and start farming with that. And now she has a hoe. She's going to head on over to some of these crops. Whoa, don't attack me. And she's going to grab a lot of the crops that are finished, like all of these potatoes, and replant new crops once they are done. So I can click in, I can ask for aid, I could dismiss, and I can go into her inventory, and there's wheat and seeds in here that I can now take from Ashton the farmer. Some fun things. Let's see if I can find a ring. Here we go. You can see the engagement ring, the wedding ring, the what is this? A ranger's ring, and a whistle. Oh, hello, Brendan. Brendan, are you upset that me and Ashton have a thing together? It's something that's wonderful. Here, let's interact, gift, and gift you another. Ooh, thank you so much. Quite the charmer. So now she's above 100 hearts. So now I can gift her the engagement ring. And now we are actually fiancé. So fiancé Ashton. You can see some mood is cheerless, a cheerless mood, and an emotional trait. So that might be fun for later on. Once we are done with being in the engagement part of our lives, I can gift her the wedding ring, and now we are officially wife. Now, of course, you'd have to go through the game. We're moving very fast, me and Ashton here. You know, not everyone will move this fast in life. And of course, the next step for me and Ashton is, by the way, just look at this crazy, what are you wearing? Like, seriously, it's just insane. Now we can say, you know what? It's time for us to take it to the next step. It's time to procreate. And there we go. We had a girl, a wonderful girl. What should we name this girl? Let's name her iPad. Girl iPad. And do you have iPad? Who has iPad? I don't have iPad. Where are you? Inventory. There. iPad was here. Give me iPad. There we go. And after a while, baby iPad will grow up into a child. Once you have a child, the child will actually work for you, just like hiring someone would, except that they're your child and you don't have to give them gold ingots because they just do chores for you all day long. which is kind of wonderful. The other things that some of these moms can do is cook. They can ride animals. So let's see here. Ashton. Oh, you know what? I don't have a horse. But Ashton, if me and Ashton were going to ride off into the sunset, we could get on a horse together and just ride off into the distance. Another thing, if you went into her inventory, you can also see here. Let me go ahead and grab a few fancy, you know what, this is going to be, you're going to really, this, I think that you're going to like this. If we go into her inventory, we can add all of this armor. Inside of this mod, there's even specific crowns and hats that these mobs can wear, and just all around a great time. I absolutely love this mod. It adds a really great sense of realism to Minecraft, and it makes those testificates with the weird, funky Squidward noses not an issue anymore. Absolutely love it. So head on over to our show notes if you'd like a link to where you can download and install this mod. And also, while you're there, make sure you subscribe to get all future episodes hand-delivered to you by robots. It's amazing. And you can also follow the show on Twitter. We're at OMG Craft Show. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye.